following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You know, Greeny, those La Quinta people are geniuses.
How so, Mensa man?
They've got this new instant hold mobile feature that lets you hold a room at the last minute with just one finger and your phone number.
That is really smart.
It's a whole new ballgame, and all you have to do is punch in your phone number using your smartphone.
No credit card number?
Nope.
No mother's maiden name?
No.
No your pet's first name?
No.
No surfing squirrels?
No. Wait, what?
I was just making sure you were paying attention.
La Quinta Inns and Suites take care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Buying a new car is easier when you can see the things that really matter. Now, Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com gives you a whole new way to look at your new car decision by shedding light on everything that counts. KBB.com compares the long-term costs of maintenance, insurance, and gas so you can decide which car is right for you. And we'll show you what you should pay based on what other people have paid for the same model. Everything you need to make a smart new car decision illuminated right in front of your eyes at KBB.com. Visit the trusted resource today.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is on the north side of Kearney, as it is the second Friday of every July over the last 6 years. It is time for the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest here at the Hilltop Mall. We still have some folks filing in. Defending champion Gavin Erickson is here. He has brought the trophy. First-year champion Josh Jeldon is here. He's going to try and regain some of that old form. We've got a lot of new contestants. We've got some of the folks that pre-registered. We've got the Luther boys here once again. They're going to try it for the second straight year. All ages of 9 and 6 ready to do some battle. And so we're looking forward to a great hot dog eating contest. Last year we had a record number of 26. Looks like we got about 14 signed up so far. We're going to wait a few minutes here. I know some folks trying to get up and get into the mall. So we invite you to come up. Whether you're eating or not, Troutman's taking care of us here. Troutman's Quality Meats, of course, the grill's best friend. And what's better than hot dogs in the summertime? And Troutman's is the place to be for all of that. And we thank Carrie and the entire staff there for being a part of today's hot dog eating contest, as well as Culligan and Culligan Water Supplies and the Hilltop Mall and our many great sponsors. We will be getting into the hot dog contest here in just a little bit, and I'll give you the rules in just a moment, because this isn't what you see on the 4th of July. It's very similar, but there are obviously a little more relaxed atmosphere here, we hope. Also, our 12 teams in 12 days will continue today. We are going from 11 to 1, and Paul Konendike of Spartan Magazine will be joining us on the program today. Paul with the Spartan Magazine to talk Michigan State football. And then on Monday, we're going to do a Michigan football with Mark Snyder out of the Detroit Free Press. We're going to wait a couple days on Penn State. We had them scheduled for Monday, but with everything that's going on right now and with the free report coming out, let that settle a little bit before we actually talk Nittany Lion football and talk football. Obviously, when we talk to our friends from out at State College, we'll have to touch on that. But the airwaves are so inundated with that and Dwight Howard, and I guess that's about apparently all there is to talk about. I guess we should be thankful that Blake Griffin tweaked his knee so that at least there's another story out there to talk about with the possibility of Anthony Davis making the Olympic team now, as they'll have his spot to fill. Big win last night for the United States. But today it is the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, and here's how it works. If you've never been a part of this, if you've never been here, never have heard what we're doing, We take it off Nathan's hot dog eating contest, the 4th of July. Joey Chestnut has never showed up here to compete. Or Kobayashi is, of course, now that he's banned by the World Eating Federation, always welcome here at the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. But we've had Eric Holen, we've had Pug McTran, we've had Josh Jeldon, and then Gavin Erickson last year was our hot dog eating champion, and he is trying to become just the second person ever to repeat in the hot dog championship. We give our hot dog contestants 30 minutes. These hot dogs are bigger. They're a little less than a quarter pound hot dog, but they're obviously way better than that package stuff that you buy for 99 cents. These are real hot dogs. They're somewhere just under a quarter pound. There's five and a dog, so you can figure out, or five and a pound, so you can figure out the math. Last year, Gavin's winning total was 13 1/4 dogs, edging out the defending champion Eric Holen, who had 12 3/4. And Eric was right about that same amount of hot dog eating the year that he won it back in 2011. And Tyler McNitt actually finished in third place last year, going with 10 1/4 dogs. As we've seen it, everybody wants to see the wreck in NASCAR. Everybody wants to see the reversal in hot dog eating. And we've only had a couple of those during the competition over the years here at the hot dog eating contest, but we have had a few after the fact. So we have the trash cans, we've got the mustard, the ketchup, the water, we've got the napkins, we've got the plates. We just like a family dinner, just like a picnic, we put them out there on a plate, and when you're ready to take the next one, you go and you get them. And Craig Eckert is with
me. We also have some dirty little secrets we don't talk about, just like a family dinner. Hey, we've got the guy here who won the first hot dog eating contest, and I think you initiated the first dumpster, too, didn't you? Josh Jeldon.
Yeah, I think the first dumpster. I certainly didn't. I kept everything in, but they didn't have these big fancy trophies or anything, but we got the ball rolling, I think, and it's become a cult following ever since.
Cool. You're going to do it today?
Absolutely. Going to give it my best. My goal is to get double digits. We'll see what happens.
All right. We'll see. I got to find, we had a guy here that I don't know if I see him. Last year's defending champion is here. Are you in this year?
Yes, sir.
What's your name again?
Gavin Erickson.
All right, Gavin. You did 14 or 12 last year?
13.
13. So you're going to bust that?
Yep.
All right. We're going over 13. We have a fellow that I talked to earlier. He's going to be here. His name is Drew. He is an ex-Marine who said he did 49 regular-size hot dogs in 22 minutes in a Dallas, Texas contest. So we'll see whether or not that comes up.
That is everybody that I've ever, and I wish him the best of luck, because I would like to see some freak of nature actually come in here and eat about 20 of these dogs in 30 minutes, because obviously being bigger, that would be an incredible mark to set. But Craig, as we've watched it over the years, everybody we've heard that is a great eater, I don't think has ever won the Doug and Daddy contest. We've had guys that say they can eat 22 pieces of pizza at lunch, and on and on and on, and they get here, and they don't hit the board.
Well, actually, believe it or not, right after Chestnut hit his 67, was it this year?
68, tied his
record. I read a deal in, I think it was on ESPN, and they're talking about why people who are built like Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi and that can win it, because they're little guys. And it has more to do with how your stomach expands than how much you store fat. You know, so it isn't necessarily a big guy that's going to, you know, be the favorite. It could be somebody that just can get it down and their stomach expands. We've got Dakota Blagg over there. Dakota's a little bitty guy, and his stomach expands, right? Who? Me? Okay, so it looks like we're going to have somewhere around, I would say, what, about 10, 15 people
here?
We have
14 officially signed up right now. We've got a couple of more, hopefully, that are signing their forms now. I tell you what, I talked to a lot of folks that were in it last year, have been in it in previous years, and I get it. It's not always the most pleasant experience. You think, I'll try it once, and we've ran into a lot of people that have tried it once. Then we get them back that second year, and they go, why am I doing this? It can be painful for some, but the glory, of course, is what it's all about.
It could be like a free lunch. You know, we just walk around and talk some more contestants.
It is the largest trophy. We do believe it is the largest trophy for any individual championship in Central Nebraska.
It very well could be.
while you're
going to take a break, or you want me to talk?
While you find another contestant, everybody wants to know about football, and we've got a story that
Nolan
just came across. We'll talk about that.
I'm just calling out names here.
We'll send it. Craig's
is this
over
your first time
Nolan
in?
It is.
why are you doing this?
Sound like a good time to me.
Do you know how many bad ideas started out? It sounds like a good idea at the time. All right, Nolan, good luck. What do you think? They're about 3.3 ounces, I think, is what we're saying. Five dogs to a pound is what it comes in at. So based on that, you got any guesstimates?
Hopefully about 2 pounds a day.
About 2 pounds.
It'd be 10.
That'd be like 10.
It'd be 10.
That'd be all right, double digits. We got Dave here. Dave, what are you thinking? How many?
One.
One? Dave is here for a free lunch and a light one at that. Okay.
There's no problem. We can live with that. We can live with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
We're going to get ready to get
Blake,
things
what are you
going
thinking?
Here.
How many?
Blake's got three, maybe.
Three. All right. All right. Josh said, what did you say? You're just hitting for double digits.
Digits.
You're not.
Yeah.
Josh says 10 at least. Will that be double digits? You went to UNL. That's right. You know that stuff. Let's see here. Who else? Oh, okay. Dakota, you got to be the youngest, smallest of the people. What's your personal best? I mean, what's your best big eating experience?
Never had one.
Thanksgiving, pizza parties, nothing?
Nope.
Six tacos.
We've got some rookies.
I don't know what that is in hot dogs.
We've got some rookies. I love it. We're going to find out what they can do. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk more, and then we'll get things underway in the hot dog eating contest for 2012 right after this.
Hi, it's the Herd. Figuring out postage for your letters and packages can be a hassle. You either waste money adding extra stamps to make sure your mail's sent, or you waste your time going to the post office to have a clerk figure it out for you. Use Stamps.com instead. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com gives you a digital scale. Just plug it into your computer, weigh your letter or package, and the exact amount of postage automatically appears on your screen. Stamps.com. Use it once, you'll never give it up. Right now, they got a special offer just for you. Use my first name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, for a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer that includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
Am I the only one who wants to have fun?
Get your tickets now for Dirks Bentley, July 27th at the Buffalo County Fair.
That we all call home.
Tickets are going fast. Go to pickmytickets.com now and see Dirks Bentley, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships. Order a ticket to Rodney Atkins with Casey James on July 28th and receive a $10 discount. Opening for Dirks Bentley, Nashville star Morgan Frazier. Don't miss your chance to see Dirks Bentley live at the Buffalo County Fair.
The Open Championship on ESPN Radio. After wins in both June and July, is Tiger Woods ready for his first major win since 2008?
Ball's on its way. Will it fall? He's got it! Fist pump, fist pump!
The British Open, July 21st and 22nd, right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, your home for champions.
He found out he was going to the All-Star game about the same time the Major League All-Stars found out themselves.
You remember dialing in and qualifying for the All-Star game trip?
Oh, yeah, I did.
What if I said you won it?
Well, thank you very much.
That's Bill Stroud of Kearney, winner of game tickets, home run derby tickets, legends and futures game tickets, and fan fest tickets, plus $300 walking around money. And after the All-Star break, we have more 2012 Royals tickets to give away. So text your entry to win. Royals 945 to 90210. Brought to you by Ben Engel Construction, Platte River Radio and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, skies will be partly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, light winds, and our highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, a slight chance of a storm through the evening as skies become mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at the Hilltop Mall for our 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And you can find out more about our contests, our giveaways, by joining our Hy-Vee Rewards Fan Club at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com is the place to be for our poll questions. We give away Royals tickets, Kearney Raceway Park, meals, golf balls, a variety of different things at ESPNSuperstation.com and the Hy-Vee Rewards Club. Our poll question: which current division leader is your favorite to win the American League? The Rangers, the White Sox, or the Yankees? Well, I took, unfortunately, and you know my disdain for the Yankees, but I took them to win it at the beginning of the year, their division. I'm going to take them to win the American League, although I would much rather see Texas do it. Yesterday's poll question: who's going to win the National League out of the three division favorites? Washington, 47%. The Dodgers, 40%. Pittsburgh Pirates, 13%. I think it was Buster Olney this morning. He says he really likes Pittsburgh and their chances to go on and maybe make it into the playoffs and really do some damage. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com. Craig Eckert with me here today, taking care of the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We are getting our contestants seated. Craig, you've watched this just like we have over the last number of years. What kind of pointers do we have here?
It's like I told you this morning, the smell of Pepto-Bismol and mustard is in the air. It is the hot dog eating contest here, and you've got a person who I would put money on just by looks, but that doesn't always mean anything, as we've talked about. Lauren Kaiser and Doug Duda.
The biggest guy is not always the most hungry or can eat the most, and Lauren Kaiser, who has competed in a few of these hot dog contests. In fact, I see a handful of folks that have competed, Seth Blanks here, have competed in the past, but cannot and have not won the contest. And Lauren, what's the key? We always say so many people are in pain after this half hour and the rest of the afternoon. What was the hot dog eating experience like for you?
Miserable. I mean, it's just, you think about it now and it's just, I feel sorry for all you people here in about a half an hour.
What's your tip? You got a tip for these guys besides don't do it?
That's about all you can say. You know, everybody's got to learn, you know, it's just like that first time you put your finger in fire, you get burned.
Lauren, you're the guy that almost cost us a lot of money because someone stuck a microphone in your face right after that. We were down the parking lot. And if you ever saw Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, when they jumped off the cliff and they go, shee, that's what Lauren did. And we almost got caught.
And that first year, for the folks that are fairly new to the program, the first year we just did it at the radio station. We did it in the cement parking lot of the radio station. There was 8, 9, 10, and it was, well, it's the weather we've been having lately. In fact, probably a day like today was what it was like. And I don't know, 9 or 10 hot dogs, whatever Josh ate that year, won it. We had a lot of big fellas out there, the sweat just pouring off. It was 90 degrees. Would you like to relive and tell us about that memorable day, Lauren?
Yeah, but Jeldon cheated. I mean, he kept tearing his hot dog in half. And I mean, when he left there, he had like 9 half hot dogs in his pocket.
It's still, you sure you don't want to take the headset off and go challenge him right now?
No, zero chance.
Well, the dogs are being put on the table. The condiments are ready to go. Bob Hamer is the only one that's ever brought in an illegal condiment, but he is not here today. Let's tell you who is all here today. We've got Dakota and Mario and Josh, Bryce, David, Blake, Nat, Nolan, Drew, Billy, Sam, Zach, and, of course, the defending champion, Gavin Erickson. And I don't know if I missed anybody that showed up a little late and sat down, but we'll get that name as well for you. Culligan, Hilltop Mall, Troutman's, thanks so much for sponsoring. We'll take a break, and we'll get things started with the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. Don't let another summer pass you by because you're chained to your office computer. You can still get work done and enjoy the season. What do I do? Use GoToMyPC. It's the missing link. Turns your laptop, iPad, iPhone into your office computer so you can be away from the office and still be productive. With GoToMyPC by Citrix, you can work on any program, any file, any document from anywhere, no matter where you are, on vacation, at the pool, at the beach, backyard. So simple. With GoToMyPC, get things done on your time. Try it today. A special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin, then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, Try It Free, promo code Colin. Don't let another summer pass you by because you're chained to your office.
When it comes to wings, HK Sports Bar and Grill is Wing City. Hi, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I want to personally invite you to come in and try our great New York-style wings. Plump wings, deep-fried any way you want. Brew-battered, spicy, or traditional, or naked and dipped in one of our savory sauces. In fact, on Thursdays, you get a pound of wings and a pint of beer for just $9. HK Sports Bar and Grill, where you'll see every game of every sport every day.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, skies will be partly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm. Light winds and our highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, a slight chance of a storm through the evening as skies become mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, where we are moments away from that infamous line to start the 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Then we're going to get into some of the sports while the folks are eating their dogs today. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. We are on South 2nd Avenue, but today we've moved the broadcast booth up to the north side of town at Hilltop Mall. Craig, does it look like everybody's ready to go over there? That he's new. This is his first year doing the hot dog contest.
Well, that's what that switch is. Okay, there we go. All right. Yeah, no, I said everybody's looking pretty lean and mean here right now. You want to do some people watching. Look at the people watching this thing. They're going, what in the world is going on here? Why would they do that? Well, you haven't seen anything yet. Here we go.
Well, we were going to talk to Kenny Luther during this because both of his sons are in it. And I said, what kind of a father would do that? He goes, they want to. They're crazy. They're going to do it 30 straight years if they're still around. So it's a brother battle between 10-year-old Nat and 7-year-old Sam to see if they can do better this year than they did last year. Some of the youngest contestants we've ever had. And I don't think we have any ladies this year. We've had two or three of those, but no ladies are going to do it this year. Although, Lauren, if you'd like to get in, that would take care of that. Let's get things underway. Folks, are we ready? Looks like we're ready to go. 30 minutes to eat as many dogs as you can. And even though the Big Daddy is retired, we're going to keep his line. Gentlemen, grab your wieners. And the 2012 hot dog contest is underway here at the Hilltop Mall. We'll mark the official time at 11:25. I've got the official stopwatch brought to you by Misco Sports, of course, taking care of our official timing here today in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest. Again, the rules, if you're just joining us, as many dogs as you can eat in 30 minutes with the bun. They can bring whatever they want as far as a beverage, water, pop, something like that. No licenses up here for a liquor license, but I think a few of them would do probably a little bit better with that, seeing some of the folks that we know. But the hot dog contest underway, 30 minutes, eat as many as you want or as many as you can. And, Lauren, here's one thing we talk about every year, Lauren Kaiser co-hosting with me here today. Don't stop.
No.
Don't. We know 30 minutes is a long time. But if you get about 15 minutes in, you've ate six or seven, you say, okay, I'm going to breathe here for about 2 or 3 minutes, and I'm going to go, forget it. You're done. Yep. No one's ever come back. They maybe eat a half a hot dog after that.
No, you just keep going, because if you stop, you're going to be miserable no matter what. So just get it over with as fast as you can.
Lauren Kaiser.
I think Drew's got the first dog down right here. Our ex-Marine. Oh, Billy got the first one down. Okay. Then Drew right behind him. Drew is doing the eat the wiener first and then roll up the bun and eat it that way. Other folks are putting ketchup and mustard on it.
He's serious about this. He's even got the
okay,
hat
we got
backwards.
Gavin's got one down. Zach is about ready to get his second one going. We've got Dakota and Mario. And
that's
Josh.
Nat.
Oh, that's Josh. You.
We've okay. all got a couple
Josh
down.
Has got one down.
And again, it's not always year after year, you don't have to be the first one to get two or three down right out of the gate. The leader is like a horse race, guys. We have very rarely seen anybody go wire to wire. Usually the winner gets off to a good start, but it's that last 10 minutes that makes the champion here today.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Mario's over here eating like a supermodel. He's just mincing around with it, one or two bites. Take a little water.
Doug and Daddy Show,
keep the figure.
Live from the Hilltop Mall. Come on up, watch a little bit of this craziness that we call the hot dog eating contest. We'll be talking about the grand prizes, the big trophy, and all the prizes that are going out here today to our winners as the hot dog contest.
Bryce is on his third hot dog.
And our champ, Gavin Erickson, last year, he told me off air, he goes, I just came up to enjoy some Troutman's dogs, maybe get a free meal out of it. And I went on and won the thing. I think it's all about how you feel. I've heard so many different ways about how you prep. I've heard people stay up till 4 a.m. having a good night the night before. People eat breakfast. Gavin said he had a couple breakfast burritos today. Some people try and starve themselves for 16 hours like they're going to the doctor. I don't know what works. Did you have a plan, or did you just show up and say it's dinner time?
I just showed up. But I think a good plan, I think we talked about this, is, maybe go down to one of the local taverns and then have the hot dog eating contest at about 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Now, we could get some FCC fines for that. I am just sure of it. I am positive of it. I'll bet we could get Mike to sponsor that, though.
We could.
We may have to work on that. We wouldn't even have to eat hot dogs. We could have bacon-wrapped shrimp or something like that.
Yeah.
We could have a second contest because Troutman's is so amazing, and we appreciate Kerry and the gang for taking care of that. A couple of sports stories while we're in our first few minutes of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Big story came out a couple of months ago with the Big Ten and the Pac-12. We know about all the basketball alliances. Well, we're going to schedule each other in football. Not so fast. Both the Big Ten and the Pac-10 say today that alliance is not going to happen in the near future. In fact, Commissioner Jim Delaney said, we are disappointed to announce that the Big Ten Pac-12 strategic collaboration announced in December, unfortunately, will not be consummated. Those are some big words. We recently learned from the Pac-12 that the complications associated with coordinating a non-conference football schedule for 24 teams across two conferences proved to be too difficult. Those complications, among other things, included the Pac-12's 9-game conference schedule and previous non-conference commitments. It would be nice to know that you're going to be playing somebody from another conference every year in Indiana could play the worst team in the Pac-12, and Nebraska could play an Arizona State or a Oregon, depending on where they sit. But I didn't want to see Nebraska, the Big Ten, go to 9 conference games. Then you have that, so that means you only got to schedule one Division I AA program every year. And so that's the latest, and let's get back over to the hot dogs, Craig.
Josh Jeldon has 4 to his credit down. Our number one champ from the year number one
has
4. Drew, Billy, and have 3 down. We've got Bryce and Blake with 3. No, Bryce has got 4 down. Blake has got 3 down. And Gavin has 3. Zach has 3. So four working on five is our lead right now.
We've got some good starts here from our competitors. We're right around 15 competitors this year. We thank everybody that has come up to be a part of the Doug and Daddy contest. Lauren Kaiser along with me, Doug Duda, on the Doug and Daddy show here at the Hilltop Mall. Lauren, besides being in the air conditioning at the mall, what's something different? What have we done different with the that you notice right away with the contest?
I mean, other than the larger individual that used to be here that's not here anymore?
The ex-co-host, yeah.
Five down for Josh.
Everybody what?
It's a lot quieter this year.
Yeah, it is a little bit quieter. I assume we'll pick up the pace a little bit as far as the noise. I think the reason it's quiet is just the sheer look of horror on the face of most of the folks here that are watching the hot dog eaters. How are our kids doing, Sam and Nat? Have we got on to the second hot dog, the third hot dog? You've eaten two. All right, buddy, good job. 10 and 7. I can't imagine. When you were 10, were you able to just... I mean, did Ma and Pa have to put the old training table out for you that early? Or?
No. I was skinny. I looked just like him. I don't know what happened.
Defending champ Gavin has got four down. He's working on five. First year's champ Josh Sheldon is on five, working on six right now. Drew has three. Billy has four down.
2012 Doug and Daddy.
Nolan, you weren't kidding. You're just here for lunch. Nolan's got one down.
There's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Drew is still at three.
I don't know how you train. I don't know where you make your rookie debut as a competitive eater. There's not a lot of competitive eating contests in Nebraska.
Bryce is working on number six. Blake is on working on five. Dave is working on number four.
Man, these guys are doing an outstanding job here. I mean, they're getting down a dog about every minute and 15 seconds, our leaders right now, and that's saying something. Which, of course,
okay, Billy's got five, working on number six now.
So a good pace that we've got going on right now with the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest here on ESPN Radio. Paul Conendike will join us a little bit later on in the program as he previews Michigan State. We're going to talk football and Michigan on Monday as we preview our 12 teams in 12 days. Lauren Kaiser, former St. Paul Wildcat and Nebraska Cornhusker. Everybody always comes up to me at this time of the year and go, are you ready for football? Are you ready for football? And again, my answer is I'll be ready when we kick it off in August. I enjoy my summer. Are you one of those guys, as an ex-player, do you still look forward to the football season way out ahead of time, or you'll see it when it gets here?
No, when it gets here. I mean, there's no need to rush it. They do so much stuff on TV, it kind of gets exhausting. So, I mean, I'm just, when it gets here, and, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, you finally got something to watch on ESPN again. But
during the summer, you hit a few golf tournaments. You hit a few alumni benefits. You were at Grant Wistrom's golf tournament. How are some of the boys doing? Any stories out there that might interest the listeners? And what's the thoughts from the alum on the direction of the program right now?
The ones that I can say.
Yeah, the ones that you can say.
No, everybody's doing good. You know, it's kind of I mean, there's only about four or five guys that I played with that are still playing in the league. But it's good to get to see everybody again. They come back for that deal, and it's for a good cause. So,
Jason Peters taking over a new morning program, sports talk show in Omaha.
That's too bad.
Did you ever see that happening? I mean, he had a run there in Lincoln until they did some different things there. He loves to talk Husker football, obviously. What's his knowledge of everything else? I think he does a great job, but did that surprise you that that's his line of work now?
Initially it did, but then when you start talking with him and you listen to his shows and you visit with him, you know, he really is passionate about that stuff, and he gets into it, and he gets, you know, sometimes a little too aggressive with it, but, you know, a lot of people enjoy listening to him. You know, him and Grant were the, you know, the heart and soul, the leaders of that team back then. And so I think he carries that over to the radio as well.
Well, that'll be starting here next month, I believe it is, in Omaha. Jason Peter will be doing a morning show in Omaha. We have approached. We're getting close. We'll get an update here. We'll take a break in a moment. We're going to get an update before we do that break. One other note, we're trying to follow our Nebraska golfers on tour. John Hurley, the O'Neill native, playing at his first PGA Tour event at the John Deere Classic. Got off to a great start yesterday, was treading water. He was 2 under par with 3 holes to go, and then he bogeyed the last 3 holes. His had an eagle, a birdie, and four bogeys, so he was one over. And at last check, he played early this morning, teed off at 8:30. He was one over through his seventh hole today, two over for the tournament. He's going to have to pick up a lot of ground to make the cut. Scott Gucheski, who we had on the show earlier this week, a 467 yesterday out at the Utah event on the web.com, and he was in the top 12. 10 minutes. We have hit the 10-minute mark, Yang. We are one-third of the way through the hot dog eating contest. That's right. Just one-third of the way through. We've got just under 20 minutes to go, and let's get an update on the leaderboard, Craig.
All right. Josh Sheldon has seven down, working on number eight. That's about a bite away from number eight. Let's see. Gavin has five down. Zach has five down. Nope. Gavin has six down now, working on number seven. Let's go over here and find out. Blake is on just completing number six. Bryce has got six down, and Dave has four down. Drew has five. Billy has seven down, working on number eight. So it looks like Billy and Josh are leading, and Nolan has three dogs down.
All right, we'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with more of the entertainment that is the 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest live from the Hilltop Mall. Back after this.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm gonna miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I didn't know school buses use Goodyear tires.
Well, Goodyears have superior handling, so the buses can maneuver through just about anything with all those kids.
Then with my Goodyear tires, I've got superior handling while driving my kids around.
Just because your dog's riding car seats does not make them kids.
Guys, he didn't mean that.
Receive up to $80 off with mail-in rebate when you buy four select Goodyear tires between July 1st, 2012 and August 31st, 2012. Certain conditions and restrictions apply. See retailer for complete details. Goodyear, more driven.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Get your tickets now for Rodney Atkins at the Buffalo County Fair, July 28th.
And it makes me want to take a back road. I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter.
Rodney Atkins with special guest Casey James.
Don't call in the night.
Tickets are going fast, so go to pickmytickets.com. Rodney Atkins with Casey James, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships. Go to pickmytickets.com now and take advantage of the fair deal.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back at the Hilltop Mall as part of the 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We are almost halfway through. You know, we should have taken a poll, Craig. How many of the guys sitting down here today are bachelors?
Oh, who's married? How many we got that are married, guys? We got one, two, three, four. four of them.
Josh told me that he would be extra hungry because he still, I think we could categorize in the newlywed stage. 1 year, I believe, just celebrated. He goes, she's still learning how to cook. Oh. But, I mean, she's right here. So, you know, Kel's looking great. And there's one last meal she has to give this person.
Maybe two. Maybe three. Who knows? Okay, let's get you an update here. Josh is on number 10. So if he gobble that one down, he's hit his
Holy
personal
moly.
Goal of double digits. So we're 9 down, 1 to go to make double digits. Over here, we got Billy with 8 down, working on number 9. Drew, our ex-Marine, who did 49 regular-sized dogs in 22 minutes in Texas, is at 6 dogs, working on 7. Nolan has 4 dogs down. We got Bryce with 7, working on number 8. Dave at 5, working on number 6. Blake is 6 down, working on number 7. Zach is at 7 down, and Gavin also 7 down, both those gentlemen working on dog number 8.
Well, I will say if Josh is just about ready to finish his 10th dog, I think that would be about the midway point. That would be the best midway point that we've ever had, and we are past the midway point. 16
it's all that five-side training down at UNL. That's what it is.
16 minutes down, 14 minutes to go in our 30-minute Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest here at the Hilltop Mall. Also, Troutman's Quality Meats, as always, providing us the hot dogs. We also want to thank Culligan for providing the water and to friends at the Tri-City Storm and some other folks that we'll talk about here in a little bit for providing the prizes and the grand prizes for the Doug and Daddy hot dog contest. But it's like the World Series of Poker. It's really not the money. It's the bracelet. And it's really not the money.
Are you surrendering?
It is the trophy. Jeldon just hit 10 and said that's it?
Jeldon hit 10 and hit the wall.
I see some sweat, and it's pretty nice in here. He's got to his double digits. That was his goal. He's not the first one out. Our youngest competitor, Sam Luther, said, that's it. I said, you know, that's all I want here today. I'm just going to have a couple. But Nat's still in, so he's going to win the brother challenge.
Is it any coincidence the wife shows up and he shuts it down? He's given her the same look I've seen numerous times over 38 years of marriage. So I get used to it, buddy. It's going to.
Josh Jeldon officially waving the white flag. I think we need to get that on camera. You're pretty good. Josh knows all about how to sell it as radio and television. We may need to get the white flag for the television camera. You'll see highlights tonight on NTV. We thank them, as always, for coming up and catching part of this craziness. Lauren Kaiser's with me here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll talk to Josh in a couple of minutes, but I don't know that I've ever seen somebody bow out with the lead.
I have never seen that. It's kind of shocking, actually.
You say that you want to go over. You've looked under the table. You've looked under the chair. It appears that there's nothing in his pockets. He may have actually eaten 10.
It looks like it.
He actually still
he
has
out.
The lead, though.
But see, that's actually pretty intelligent, though. I mean, he knows that if he goes much further, it's going to be a miserable afternoon.
Well, of course. Now he still, just because he waved the white flag doesn't mean it's all over. If he decides to sneak in there at the 27-minute mark and maybe get one more, you know, he can. But I don't think he will, and I think that opens it up for defending champion Gavin and some of the other guys that are right towards the top of the leaderboard here.
I don't know. He could have been like the guy running it back, you know, and hot-dogging at the 20, and no pun intended, and cruising in because nobody's close to 10.
Well,
Billy's got 9 down. He's working on 10. We might have a tie here pretty quick.
We've got Jeff Babel, our producer, back at the studio. Eric Holland has emailed the program, and he says that due to a sprained esophagus while training, I will not be able to compete for the coveted hot dog title this year and break my record of 15 dogs, signed Eric Bottomless Holland, the 2010 champion. So Holland taking the weekend off by spraining his esophagus. Yeah, sure. Thanks, Eric. But he came in and finally broke the record, broke the streak, because Josh Jeldon won it the first year. Then Pug Bertrand won it 3 straight years, and it seemed like there was going to be nobody that could beat him. And Holland came in and got the job done 2 years ago, and then Gavin Erickson edged him by a half dog last year. And that whole Holland Pug Bertrand finish was the best finish of all time, because it took Holland about 2.5 minutes, because the rules state if it's in your mouth and you get it down, once the bell sounds, it counts. And keep that in mind, if it's in your gullet As long as it goes down, it counts, and it took hold on everything he could muster to get that down. I mean, it was in there for 2.5 minutes. And I was worried. I was very, very worried. He had a lot of cameras on him just in case the reversal did happen.
Yeah, but note to self, don't write into the show and say you have a strained esophagus. There's just so many places you can go with that. It's not nice.
I think Dakota has bowed out. Mario has bowed out. We're seeing some people bow out. Usually I would just kind of sit there and nibble a little bit. Hit the finish line. Hit the finish line. Keep the pride, people. We are at the 20-minute mark. 10 minutes to go. Two-thirds of the way home in the 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest here at the Hilltop Mall.
All right, we got a tie. Billy's hit number 10, working on number 11 now. Nolan is 5 going on 6. Drew's 6 going on 7. Blake is 7 going on 8. Bryce is 8 going on 9. Dave just down is 6 going on 7. Zach is at 7 going on 8, and Gavin is 7 going on 8.
Last year, 26 competitors, only 4 hit the 10 dog mark. It looks like with the 15 or 16 that we had today, we're going to surpass that. A lot of dogs being put down here. Troutman's doing a great job once again. Uh-oh, that's it. Matt says I'm done. 2 or 3 this year, buddy. How many dogs did you eat? 2 or 3? 2? 2 in a little bit? All right, no problem. Hey, no problem with that. You got to leave yourself some room for the next few years so you can improve by half a dog or a full dog every single year.
You don't want to come out the gate that young and win the whole thing.
Well, yeah, he'd be running around down Palomino Road with his finger in the air going number one with a USA flag.
We got about a total of about 95 dogs have lost their lives in this ever.
We are at 21 and a half minutes. We're going to have a sports update here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we'll have about 5 minutes or less to bring home the 2012 Hot Dog Eating Contest. Folks, this is the home stretch. This is where champions are crowned. This is where the trophy is won. And we'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, filling in for Mike Will. I'm Tyson Ivronik with a check on sports on your ESPN Radio Superstation. Offensive guard Spencer Long and defensive tackle Baker Steinkuhler are among the 71 players on the Outland Trophy watch list for the nation's top linemen, as voted on by the Football Writers of America. Long started every game in the 2011 season for an offensive line that helped Nebraska rank 15th nationally at 217 yards per game. A two-year starter for the Blackshirts, Steinkuhler started all 13 games for Nebraska in 2011, totaling 40 tackles, including a pair of sacks from his defensive tackle spot. The Nebraska basketball team will travel to El Paso, Texas for the 2012 Sun Bowl Invitational. The four-team tournament also features host UTEP, Central Michigan, and Arkansas Pine Bluff, and will take place on December 22nd and the 23rd. Nebraska makes its second appearance in the Sun Bowl Invitational and are the first Big Ten team to participate since Northwestern did back in 2003. The wait is almost over for baseball fans as the American and National Leagues return from the All-Star break with full schedules. The Cubs and the Arizona Diamondbacks are the first up this afternoon in Chicago's Wrigley Field at 1:20. The team with the best record in baseball brings the largest division lead into the second half of the season. The 52-33 New York Yankees are 7 games clear of Baltimore headed into tonight's game against the Los Angeles Angels club that is 4 back of Texas in the AL West. The Rangers are at Seattle. U.S. Open champion Webb Simpson withdrew from the British Open as he awaits the birth of his second child. It'll be the second time in the last 5 years that the British Open is missing the U.S. Open champion. Tiger Woods didn't play in 2008 because of a season-ending knee injury the day after he won the U.S. Open. The debate over Joe Paterno's legacy is in full swing as yesterday former FBI Director Louis Freeh released a 267-page report on the investigation into the sexual molestation scandal involving former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. Freeh says Paterno and other top school officials buried child sex abuse allegations against Sandusky for more than a decade to avoid bad publicity. And that's sports.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are in the home stretch of the 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, one of the most exciting moments of the year. Craig.
Dozen dog is being eaten right now by Billy. He's got 11 down. He's on number 12.
All right. We may have
Let's see what else we got here. Blake's got 7. Bryce has got 8. These are dogs down. Dave has 6. Zach is done at 8. Gavin is at 7. Billy's got 12 down. I'm working on lucky 13 here on Friday the 13th.
Who's in second place? Okay, we got 12 down. We have anybody else that has 11 down or 10 down? Anybody else with 11
Josh
or 10
is
down?
Still in second place.
Defending champion.
Josh is still in second place with 10.
Looks like Gavin is going to try and hit the board, but maybe not defend his title. And what the people came to see, we have had a reversal. We have had a reversal from what I understand on the far corner. Did you witness the reversal, Craig?
I did not witness the reversal, but if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it was a reversal.
Folks, let's keep an eye on it here. We're getting even closer. Josh Jeldon is going to chat with us here. I thought we had him standing right there.
Josh.
We'll get Josh over here to talk with us for just a second because we are down to 3 minutes to go. 3 minutes to go here in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And Josh, you said you wanted to get to 10 hot dogs. You did get to 10 hot dogs, and then you just said, that's it. Now, did you know that's what you wanted to do, or was that 10th one just a little too much?
I probably should have quit after 8 or 9, but that was my goal. And you're right. You can feel that wall as soon as it starts to form. And I think much past that would have I probably would have been the first reversal of the day. So
now you've done a few of our hot dog eating contests. Have you ever done any other competitive eating, or just even a family thing or anything where you just said, I'm going to see how much I can eat?
You know, not really. No, this is kind of the only thing that I've participated in. Maybe we should start a kolache eating contest, though.
I heard some boys up at the lake about 3 weeks ago had a corn on the cob eating contest.
Oh, mercy.
That sounded painful after the fact. That's all I'm going. Josh, thanks so much for once again coming up and being a part of this, and we'll see where you finish.
Hey, it's always fun to be a part of it, Doug.
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, buddy. Josh Jeldon joining us. Lauren Kaiser, my co-host. 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes to go in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest.
All right. I don't know. I think it's ready to start the chant here. Billy. Billy, Billy, come on, Billy. He's on 4. He's going on 13. He's got 12 down.
Billy,
can I get a Billy? Come on,
Billy.
Nope. Billy,
there
Billy,
was no love for Billy,
Billy
Butler.
Billy, come on. Here we go.
Well, last year, Gavin put down 13.25. I think Eric Holland had nearly 15, and we have had an appearance. We would like to welcome in the 3-time. Champion Pug Bertrand has made an entrance here at the Hilltop Mall. Pug, what was the most? 14? Was 14 the most you ate? Something like that. Let's go with that, because I think that's what I think Holland got 14 and a half or 15. I got to go back to the record. So I know if he gets 15, he's either going to tie or break the record. And we have 1 minute. 1 minute to go in the hot dog eating contest. 1 minute.
1 minute.
Down to 1 minute to go. It looks like for the first time in 3 years, this may be decided before the final seconds click off. We're down to 40 seconds. Don't forget, Paul Konendyk from Spartan Magazine is going to join us, talk Michigan State football. But we'll have the awarding of the trophy, and we'll have the prizes and the winning interview coming up in just a moment. 30 seconds to go. 30 seconds to go in the hot dog eating contest with the golden bucket on the line.
I think Josh Jelen's got a new motto. It's I strive to be number two, because he set 10 and he's still at number two. Billy is at 13 and he's about ready to come down with the final dog. He's got 14 in the mouth. Where are we at?
10.
10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it is over. The 2012 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Thank you to everybody that participated here this morning at the Hilltop
14
Mall.
14 dogs.
We will get the tabulation of all of our competitors. We'll see who the top three finishers were. We'll announce the prize winners, give out the trophies.
And you guys who stand around here, come have some free hot dogs. We got plenty left. So come on over and have some free hot dogs on Doug and Daddy and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 1550.
Troutman's Quality Meats, providing our hot dogs every single year for the competition. Culligan the Water, Hilltop Mall, the prizes, Tri-City Storm as well. And we are getting our judges to tabulate the finals. And Lauren Kaiser, my co-host here for the show today. We had a little bit of everything, a near record performance, a new champion, a reversal, and I think everybody comes to see that reversal, but it's still not pleasant.
I think it's an interesting touch to the show this year that the winner gets a date with, is that Miss America right there at the cruise night?
Yeah, Miss America, Teresa Scanlon, of course, from Nebraska, is going to be at cruise night. She's going to be back in town next week. I would think, at least a photo op and maybe a picnic dinner of hot dogs.
Yeah, you know. Some sort of a date would be nice.
I would think so. She'll be around. Of course, that's coming up next week, and we're going to talk to the champion. When we come back, we'll take a break here, I think, and find out what all is going on, get our final numbers. And again, folks that are with us here at the Hilltop Mall, come on over, have a Troutman's Dog for lunch, and enjoy the rest of your Friday. The fans here will enjoy their Friday probably a lot more than the competitors that ate here today. We'll get the final numbers. We'll talk with the champion and present the trophy. It's all coming up from the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest at the Hilltop Mall right after this.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Christian's Auto Corner. Need a car that's practically new but for a used price? Try out a 2012 Chevy Impala. Only 17,000 miles, has everything, even the sunroof. Books for $23,475, yours for $29.95 cash. This great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Oh, but Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Friday the 13th only at your Grand Island Hy-Vee. It's a one-day sale. Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce, 18-ounce package, only 99 cents. Bush or Bush Light beer, 30-pack cans, only $15.88. Hy-Vee half-gallon milk, only 99 cents. Banquet meals, only 69 cents. And Gain laundry detergent, 50-ounce package, only $3.99. All those savings and more, Friday the 13th at your Grand Island Hy-Vee.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 9th through the 12th in Kearney. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2012 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
The second half of the Major League Baseball season begins this weekend right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Saturday afternoon, the Atlanta Braves are home against the red-hot New York Mets. And Sunday Night Baseball at 7 has the defending world champion St. Louis Cardinals at Cincinnati to battle the Reds. Major League Baseball on ESPN is brought to you in part by Buffalo Wild Wings, where unlimited wings are back for a limited time. Weekdays from 11 to 2, get all the wings and fries you can eat for a special price. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Even if you could crack a safe, it wouldn't be right to take the money now, would it?
Can you open it?
Unless it's the KHAS Radio Visible Vault with $20,012.
I shall need some plastic explosives.
And you're welcome to it. 2012, just like the year. Brought to you by KHAS Radio and CPI Amprime. Look for us between the green and the grandstand at the Adams County Fair next week. And don't be shy. If we're there, you can take a crack at the combo.
With a key.
The $20,012. The Visible Vault from CPI Amprime. KHAS Radio, 1230 AM. And all five Platte River radio stations.
Get your tickets now for Rodney Atkins at the Buffalo County Fair, July 28th.
And it makes me want to take a back road. I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter.
Rodney Atkins with special guest Casey James. Tickets are going fast, so go to pickmytickets.com. Rodney Atkins with Casey James, presented by Midway Auto Dealerships. Go to pickmytickets.com now and take advantage of the fair deal.
For today, skies will be partly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, light winds, and our highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, a slight chance of a storm through the evening as skies become mostly clear, lows in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, it's 79.
And the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here from the Hilltop Mall, where we have finished up the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. And Craig Eckert is with us here. And we, as we always say, Daddy, it's a Craig, it's a different beast here. And our Dallas hot dog champion Drew kind of found that out, and he's standing.
Let's talk Drew, because. We'll get Billy here in a second. Billy Fletcher from Holdridge is our champ with 14 dogs. But, Drew, you and I were talking earlier this morning on setup. Now, you did 49 dogs in 22 minutes in Dallas. What's the difference? You got, what, eight or 10?
I got almost eight here.
So what's the difference?
Way more chewier and thicker.
Good flavor.
Did you notice nobody stood up eating? That's not against the law. Would you have done it?
Yeah.
We should have, you know, next, I would have printed out rules, but nobody reads the rules. Who reads rules?
Up. Okay, no, let me go. Thanks, Drew. Let me go find Billy. Here we go. Come on over, Billy.
Billy Fletcher.
Congratulations. Good job. All right, how do you feel right now?
It's difficult.
It's difficult.
It's difficult.
Is this the first time you've entered a contest like this?
Yes, sir.
What prompted you to do so?
My sister.
Because she hates you?
Yeah, you know, and I knew it was going to be epic, you know, so just to try it, I guess.
Do you have a rep in the family of being the guy that eats the most pizza or hamburgers or whatever?
Most definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
How does this compare to your biggest feast with the fam?
I'm not going to eat for a month. I think today has pushed me to my limits, and I don't think I'm going to ever do that again.
So are you telling us right now that you will not be back to defend your crown next year?
Yeah, I'll be back.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
I'll tell you what, you can sure forget a lot of things in 364 days.
You really do.
Yeah. Billy, did you ever, I got one question for you. Did you ever hit the wall and think about stopping because it looked like you were pretty consistent?
Yes. There at the end, it got quite hard. And the water, I mean, actually helped me quite a bit. So it helped me to get it down.
Well, he is our second champion. Eric Holland was from Holdridge. Now Billy Fletcher from Holdridge, the great Duster Nation, has taken care of. And, Billy, congratulations. Thanks for being a part of it. And come get your trophy, man. You have got the traveling trophy, which you've got to bring back next year, of course. But this is the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest Traveling Trophy. Congratulations.
And you win a nap.
Did you take direct? A lot of people take direct naps. Did you go home and take naps every time?
Absolutely.
Do you take naps whether you eat hot dogs or not?
Usually I don't get that luxury, but
Lauren Kaiser's with us here. I think we saw a couple of things on the hot dog contest here today. We got to about that 20-minute mark, and everybody was right around 8. And once they realized that Billy was going to win and that Jeldon had stopped at 10, it seemed like everybody kind of stopped at that point. I thought we were going to get a lot of people to 10 hot dogs, but I think that if at 20 minutes you've had your fill, if you're not going to win it, there's no need to beating a dead horse, is there, Lauren? I mean, 20 minutes is a long time.
That's pretty impressive. He kept kind of a pace going right there, and he just kind of kept it up and just kept rolling him in. I thought he was when I think Jeldon was beating him by, what, 6 dogs there?
Well, he was way up, yeah. Josh was 2 or 3 ahead of everybody out of the gate, and as we stated, you know, the first guy to put down 5 dogs doesn't always win, and that was the case here today. But we've got Billy Fletcher with 14, and then Josh Jeldon did hang on for second with 10, but we had a whole host of folks that ate 8 dogs. Our defending champion, Gavin Erickson, who said last year was just one of those things. He was able to get him down, and he had 8. His buddy Blake had 8. Nolan had 8. And Zach had 8. And then didn't have any after that. We feel bad for Zach, who was added to the reversal wall, reversal lore. He did it last year and did a great job, and he can put down the dogs. But I don't know. I'm not a dietitian. I don't know what kind of shape you're supposed to be in before you do these things. We're just normal people, aren't we?
Boy, I hope not.
Just put down some dogs and have some fun. We are here, and again, we want to thank everybody, Hilltop Mall, Troutman's, Culligan, and a whole lot more here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We'll say just real quick, we are going to post this on YouTube, so we'll let you know when it's up. So listen to the show Monday. It ought to be up by that time.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be up YouTube, Doug and Daddy website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Want to thank Brad Beam for taking care of that. And for my personal, this just started out kind of as a joke, as how many Tony Davis, Big Daddy, the co-host, could eat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's a big fella, and he's been able to eat a lot of food. But to sit down and make yourself eat hot dogs, I think he had 3.5 that first year and was in pain the whole time. And we had you guys come into the parking lot. We found some guys we thought could eat some food. We kind of went out and found you and the Bertrand brothers and Josh and some of the football players that had graduated and had them on. And one of the young kids, I think, was just going into college. He was working construction over the summer and mm-hmm. had eaten 22 pieces of pizza. And then he left something that I had to clean up in the parking lot because we didn't have stuff. I had to use the scoop shovel and did not feel good about that. I did not feel good about that. He held it in until afterwards and then walked around the corner, which is always good.
Was that on YouTube as
I think
well?
No, it was not on YouTube, and I think his name was Larry. So if I remember that right, and Larry knows who he is. But we've come a long way in just 6 years.
Yeah.
With the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating.
You said last year you had 26 people?
Yeah, 26 people.
Impressive.
And I think coming off the heat that we've had here, nobody really, really wanted to be a part of all this. Okay, Lauren Kaiser with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show here for a couple minutes. Then we're going to be joined by Paul Konendike, talk Michigan State football here in the second part of the program. If we were to have another eating contest that was not hot dogs, what should we do?
Chicken.
Wings?
Chicken.
Just chicken or just chicken wings? People do shrimp. There's all the weird things. People do green beans and spaghetti and all that. But, I'm thinking wings. I'm thinking shrimp. I'm thinking ribs. Ribs would be good. I don't know if hamburgers would be the thing to do. But you think chicken, huh?
I think chicken would be fun.
Chicken would be fun. All right. I think we can put something together. And
hamburgers, you're going to run into the same problem. You're going to have buns.
Oh, that's shrimp. Yank 'em tail. Yank 'em tail. Yank 'em tail. Warm or cold, yank 'em tail. Plus, the numbers would be so much higher.
That's true.
And I know if we had shrimp, our 3-time champion, Pug Bertrand, would be able to take care of that. There's a couple of buffets in the area that take a beating when those boys show up around Christmas time or holiday parties. So, what do you got going on? I got a couple more questions for you, but I got to make sure that you can answer them here on the air. How's the golf game? I got to witness it here a couple of times, and you're out on the circuit taking care of business, you know, trying to spread the goodness of Lauren Kizer over Central Nebraska.
I actually just been working. I don't have time for golf.
Well, on weekends, Friday, no, I mean, Saturday night, Sunday.
That's just
not even that.
That's how people know me. I'm just a worker. I work. That's what I do.
Your mama didn't raise no liar. Now, come on. Come on. I see what you got going on. Nat, Sam, they're out of here with their dogs full. I see what they're doing. They had a couple of our dogs, and then they went next door and got a pretzel. That's what's going on there. Good. When you're seven, you can get away with that. I don't think anybody else is going to be eating here for quite some time. Hey, folks, we want to thank Troutman's Quality Meat grilling season. Troutman's has all your grilling needs covered. Steaks, burgers, obviously the dogs, the seasonings, more. If you're tired of hot dogs after today, get something a little different. They've always got a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage, fresh frozen seafood, and, of course, their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Troutman's USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef. They're open Monday through Saturday. There for you with their custom cut meat selections. However you want it cut up, they'll do it for you. That's why they're the best at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend across from Bob's Superstore here in Kearney. A couple of other notes before we get into our 12 teams in 12 days here. Lauren, we have more, and by we, Nebraska has 13 oral commits already for next season. They just got this hotshot quarterback out of California. We talked about this on the show yesterday. Again, it's so much different than when the class of the 90s and when you played, they came looking for you. The folks that listen to the show, I always like the story of how you were recruited, how kids were recruited back then. You didn't. Would you have been, what, about a four-star?
Yeah. I didn't even hit the board.
What, do you pay attention to these kids that get recruited, or you just wait till they come in?
You know, I just wait till they come in because that's just something you kind of learned over time. They'll talk about this one, they'll talk about that one, and, you know, five-star blue chip. And it doesn't matter till they get there. And you see how much hard work they want to put into it, and are they going to adjust to the team, and are they going to work well with the coaches and others. So you can put a ranking on them, and that gives you an idea. But, you know, let's see what they do when they get here.
What's the challenges? You're around, I think, enough to answer this question. What's the challenges that freshmen face today going into a Husker football program as opposed to what you faced and your teammates faced when you went in as wide-eyed freshmen going into college?
Well, I just think that, you know, they've been toning it down a lot. You know, two-a-days really isn't two-a-days anymore. And a lot of these guys are coming in, they're expecting to play right away. There is no process of going through the motions and learning the system and doing all that stuff. I mean, they expect to play right now. That makes it harder when you're recruiting these kids because, you know, you think that kid is going to have a ton of potential, but it might take you a couple years to get him there. And he just doesn't want to hear that. You know, he wants to be a star right now.
Is there problems with egos more now than there used to be, or is that not a problem depending on what school you're at, I guess?
Yeah, I think it depends on, you know, what school you come from, where you come from in general. I mean, what kind of discipline and all that stuff did you have growing up? I mean, a lot of these kids, I mean, they get into that star mode and they want to stay there and they want to be there. And, you know, there might be somebody that comes in, works his tail off, and actually has the ability to beat him. Then you have another whole new nightmare. I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but it just seems like in today's world, you're starting to see it a lot more.
Hey, you went over and got a hot dog during every break, so how many have you actually had today?
You can't prove that. This is radio.
I'll let you go have another one. Hey, thanks for the time today, buddy.
You betcha. No problem.
Lauren Kizer, always the best. And we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, 12 teams in 12 days. Before the show ends, we'll give you an update on how John Hurley's doing on the PGA Tour. He's playing a little bit better now. He has got it back to even par with a few holes left to play. But Paul Konendyk from the Spartan Magazine, a lot of insight on Michigan State, who a lot of people believe is going to win this division, which Nebraska and Michigan are in. It looks like Nebraska is going to have their hands full with Michigan and Michigan State. We'll talk about why that is with Paul Konendyk right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show, where Billy Fletcher is our hot dog champion for 2012.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.